Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Hashtag No Limits, and I am your host, Shelley Kino. Hashtag No Limits is about people who society places limits upon, but who are busting through those limits. Ophelia says in Hamlet, "We know who we are, but not who we will become." And I believe that to be 100% true, and that there is not a better or more beautiful example than the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. A quick science lesson for those who don't know, the caterpillar literally dissolves into its cells and then it reforms into the butterfly. That's not enough, though. It's not finished struggling. It has to struggle more to make sure that its wings are strong enough to take it everywhere it needs to go. That can't be easy, but neither is busting through limits that society places upon a person. And I'm really excited today to bring to you Max and Pam Crawford. And Max has developed these really cool things. I'm not going to tell you what they are just yet, although you can just read the title of today's episode and know what it is. But let's get right to it. Max and Pam, welcome so much. Welcome. Welcome. And thank you so much for being here today. How are you both?
I'm good.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just found out before we went on air that they are much closer to me than I thought. And I'm gonna tell it right away because I know this is big in Max's life. He is a Kansas City Chiefs fan. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So who's your favorite player?
Kelce and Mahomes.
Okay. Well, that's good because those are the only two names I know. So I'm so glad you mentioned those.
Yes. Yes.
I used to be a big football fan, and then I just kind of lost it, I don't know, about 10 years ago, and I don't really watch many sports anymore. So, but I have heard those names, so they must be very good at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So why don't you guys go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourselves?
Great. Okay, well, I can start. I'm Pam Crawford, Max's mom, and I'm here to support him as he shares a little bit about his story and how he started his company. So, Max, you want to share a little bit about yourself? And
I'm Max Crawford.
How old you are?
21 years old, and I'm the founder.
The founder of what?
Max makes homemade spice blends.
That is incredibly impressive. 21 years old and the founder of your own company. It took me, I'm not going to tell you how many years I took to become an entrepreneur of my own company. And so kudos to you. That is incredible. So what are these gourmet spice blends?
So 10 years ago, I started making them as a gift. The teachers, faith wins, and whack them.
That's right. So just like Max said, so we've been making these in our kitchen for quite a while for all of our teachers and paras and bus drivers and therapists as a homemade gift. So we tried a couple different types of homemade gifts, but then the spice blends just kind of stuck and people started asking for them over and over again. So when did you launch the company?
Past the full meal.
So this past November, so almost a year old. And yeah, very exciting.
Yes.
So have you come up with your own mix of the, like, how do you know what's going to go with what?
We have three types. We have mistake mix, chicken fish mix, and pork mix. And my favorite is the steak mix.
Yes, that's steak mix. My favorite, the steak mix.
Yes.
So we thought it would be fun as we were making these as gifts to have a little sampling of a couple different types. So we experimented with the recipes and kind of came up with three blends that we really like. And cooking and grilling are really important to our family. So we kind of, you know, based it on what we liked and then the feedback we were getting from all the gifts.
Yes.
And so you said you started this 10 years ago. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes.
So as giving as gifts.
Giving as a gift.
So right, all through, kind of through elementary school and middle school and high school. So just something that we could do together and make them. So we blended them up in the kitchen and then fast forward to when we launched the company.
Yes.
It took us about 2 years of research.
Yes.
So during that research period, we took our recipes that we had made and then...
Yeah, I can hand bottles for labels.
Right. So you, we were making them in our kitchen. You were drawing the labels.
Yes.
But then we really couldn't do that as we decided to launch the company. So we found a partner.
Yes.
Who could help us, a boutique blender who took our recipe and scaled it up so it can be bottled on a bottling line in a kosher kitchen. And the bottles are made in the U.S. But it's really the recipe that we started out with for those three types.
Yes.
And so were you always interested in cooking, Max? Or was it something that mom and dad were more interested in and they said, hey, I'm going to teach Max how to do this. What was the catalyst to getting you involved in cooking?
Can you answer that?
Well, I can help you. So, so like we said, cooking and grilling were important to our family. So we love cooking, especially like sharing things when we have dinner together. So kind of cooking together in the kitchen and sharing our stories during dinner time was just a big part of our family, and we all helped in the kitchen to cook. And even when Max was little,
I love cooking. In our family, it's important.
Yeah. So, but you all initially, Max wanted to have a food truck that made.
I cannot drive.
Right, we couldn't drive, so he wanted. Oh. That had made breakfast sandwiches, and that was in his IEP, I think, since elementary school.
Yes.
But, you know, as he got older, you really couldn't drive, and you really had to kind of do something.
And work with my family.
Yeah, that we could do as a family.
So yes.
Something that would work for us to do together.
All right. I like the idea of the food truck. I wouldn't maybe completely take that off the table. Maybe you'll be able to do something. Someone else can drive the truck and you can be the salesperson and cook the food. And, you know, there's it's still a possibility if that's still one of your dreams.
Yes.
So how much I'm just thinking my husband and my daughter are both cooks and they're very good at it. And sometimes when we go out to eat, they critique how the food was prepared. Do you do that when you're at restaurants as well?
No.
No. Do you have
love going out?
But I do love going out to eat, of course. Yeah. But we can cook at home with our own spices.
Right. We kind of like making stuff up in the kitchen, don't we?
Yeah.
That's what my husband and my daughter can do. I have to follow a recipe. And if it says, you know, a quarter of a teaspoon, that's all I'm going to use. But they'll mix it up and change things around. Yeah. So that sounds more like you guys. You like to mix things up and try different amounts of stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Besides your spice blend, what is your favorite spice? Like one individual spice? What do you say you use the most?
I use the most... I'm going to say Portuguese fish mix.
Oh, well, that's the blend, but like in one particular spice. Oh. So,
I love hot and spicy.
Max does like hot and spicy.
Okay.
And I think one of his next favorite flavors is ranch.
Ranch. Yeah.
All right.
That's my favorite condiment.
Okay. So that leads me to my question. Can you mix a ranch and a hot and spicy something together to develop a new blend?
Yes, you can do that.
We've been working on that.
We've been all working on this at at Colorado with my spice guy.
Yeah, so with so we went out to the spice lab and played with some flavors.
Yes.
And things like
that. I crossed them.
Right. Thinking about how ranch and how spicy could work together. Mm-hmm. So I think there could be something fun.
Yes.
Along that line. Something
fun. Wow. Well, that's pretty cool that I figured that out. Hopefully I didn't just, you know, release something that wasn't supposed to be released yet.
No, it's kind of fun to hear what people think about that when we say like a spicy ranch. What?
Yeah.
If people would be interested. So.
Yes.
Yeah. So do you eat peppers?
Yes, I do. I love jalapenos.
Yes.
You do. Okay. Yeah. Isn't there one pepper, like, I think it's called a ghost pepper, that is, like, super hot?
Yes.
Super hot. Have you ever tried one of those?
I never tried it.
You're a little scared of that, it seems like.
I'm not kind of scared.
Yeah. A little spicy.
I'm not going to take you on.
Right. Well,
that's beyond my... I have a brother-in-law who is Creole, and he loves to make all kinds of Cajun spicy foods. And
he
barely puts any spice in it, and I think it's spicy. So I can't even imagine going with something that is actually spicy.
Same meal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you started this business officially about a year ago.
Yes.
You're 21 years old.
Yes.
So are you in school at all right now?
Yes, I went to school at.
So where are you in school right now?
College Life at Bushley Baptist. I go there two times this week.
Yep, two times a week.
A week.
Awesome. So you're taking college level material. You're working on this business. Missouri Baptist University is a great university. I have known a couple of people that have graduated from there, and it's a wonderful place, beautiful campus. Mm-hmm. So what was your, so it sounds like now school is definitely a positive thing in your life. Was it always that way?
Probably, maybe.
So I think the question is before Missouri Baptist, and it's a pre-college program, so it's not quite college level courses yet.
Not quite yet, but I've been going to Fort South High School. I've been there.
Right.
But I've been there because my teachers don't like me.
Well, I think they really didn't maybe believe in your...
No, I mean...
They didn't believe in your mission.
I try to say, if they don't believe me...
Right. Maybe I think that you're trying to say they didn't take you seriously.
Yes, that's
what
why.
Maybe you're trying to say.
Yes, that's
so
why I say that.
When you were explaining kind of your dream and what we were doing... when you were launching the company,
yes,
and busy with things,
it
might not have been as supportive, and they really didn't take you as seriously as you
thought. Correct. Yes.
Oh well, I am sorry to hear that. Unfortunately, though, there are a lot of examples like that where the schools aren't supporting the students as much as they could. And I know, Pam, you had told me ahead of time that they didn't seem to really understand, you know, and talk about people who have learning differences being entrepreneurs.
Correct. Yes. I think that is a huge opportunity and a gap that could be filled. So you see in other programs, across the state and across the country, you know, there's business exploration classes, there's all kinds of tracks that you can take. And through that particular program, the tracks were pretty limited. Max enjoyed PE because he, you know, it was a great opportunity to be physical. There was a cooking class as an elective, but again, there really was no support in exploring the blends that Max had come up with. So I think that's a huge opportunity that could be out there and help individuals who want to explore different things, even with work-based learning programs. So what that would be sometimes during the school day, leaving the campus and going to a work environment for experience. Those options were limited. They were limited, and there was really no input into those options. So there was just, you know, here's what it is. Now the students go and get evaluated, but it might not have been particularly aligned with their vision, their goals as far as their long-term goals. So just thinking ahead on if there's, you know, anyone out there that is dreaming a little bit differently, to just keep asking questions. And sometimes if you can't find the path that's, you know, there and available, you have to create your own path. And that's what we did.
Yeah. And I have heard that sentiment so often from parents that I've worked with, guests that I've had on Hashtag No Limits, that there are many people who are entrepreneurs that are neurodivergent. And it was because there wasn't something already available. And so they made something, and they, you know, they're out there making these amazing products and providing these great services. And some of it, sadly, is in spite of the education that the person received. And it really does sadden me. And that's one of the reasons that I do Hashtag No Limits, is because I want people to see and have their perspective changed about the abilities of everybody. And not to focus on things that are difficult and that maybe, you know, will never be achieved at a level that another person thinks it should be. And so I love having my guests, because I learn so much, but I know that other people's perspectives have been changed. And that's a big part of it, because I think we are missing out on a huge asset by only pigeonholing are individuals who are neurodivergent into certain jobs or certain paths. And changing the system is very difficult. Getting people to think differently and work on goals that are individualized, which is the concept of the individualized education program, but it gets forgotten somehow. And so I'm very happy to hear that you pushed forward, you and Max, that you didn't just sit back and say, well, this is all that I'm going to be able to do, or this is all that's available, so I guess I have to live with it.
Right. I think just, you know, keeping keeping your eyes open and looking for new paths and opportunities, and really there's things beyond school. You know, we all have dreams. So just because, you know, we're in a school environment, you know, how can we, you know, use that to help channel to accomplish those dreams? I think that it's been very interesting, and we're so proud of Max on how hard he works. So he can do anything that everyone else can do in his classes. Just might take a little extra more help and need a little bit more time. And but just, you know, being able to have opportunities where people can provide extra help and extra time.
Yeah.
And extra ideas. So there's not always one way to get to the prize.
Yeah.
So very true. So Max, what is your favorite thing about being the founder of a company?
What's your question?
So what's your favorite thing you do as being founder of MaxMix? Like what do you enjoy the most?
Well, for most, we do different meetings.
Do you like heavy meetings?
And
really? Okay.
Yeah.
And then
we have family Zoom
meetings. Family Zoom meetings.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And then I most like making a lot of food.
Oh, in the video. You like the...
I love making the videos.
So making all the recipes.
Yes.
You and Maggie work on that together.
Yes.
Yeah, I was looking at your social media and I see that you're on TikTok, which I am not, so I couldn't watch all of the videos, but I saw that you had some TikTok videos out there about putting the rubs on and putting the spices on different foods. Do you do reels on Instagram or do you just do videos on TikTok?
We do some videos. Well, YouTube, of course, but we don't take any videos for TikTok yet.
Right. I think, that's kind of a Maggie question. So Maggie, Max's older sister, she manages all that. And she also manages the website. So she does help with that. And I think she does do some reels on Instagram.
Yes.
And there's videos of Facebook as well.
And Facebook.
Right. And YouTube, like you mentioned.
And YouTube.
And even, I do have TikTok. I don't really use it. But that's, again, that's but Mac, that's what Maggie's expertise
do,
is.
And I do have eight Instagram page.
You do, yes, for MaxMix.
You have an Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty fun.
Those
are the things you like about being the founder. You get to make fun cooking videos.
Fun cooking videos.
And family and Zoom meetings.
And funny. But
and funny videos?
Yeah.
Do you have any mistakes in your videos or do you always do them perfect?
Mistakes too.
Yeah.
Yes. I do that. But it's a habit. But I cannot do that.
Yeah. Well, you just kind of work through it. It's kind of you that makes it real and fun. So
yeah, make it real and fun and funny.
If a whole clump of cream cheese gets in the pan, rather than the little cubes, you just, mix them up.
Like that.
It works out. So that happens in real life when you cook too.
Yes.
Things don't always go right.
Yes, ma'am.
That is very true, especially when I cook. There's all kinds of things that go wrong. So scrolling across the bottom of the screen right now, for those who are just listening, is how you can find Max on all. He's on all kinds of social media. He's on LinkedIn. He is on TikTok. He's on Instagram. He's on Facebook. I feel like I saw another thing that you're on. But down at the bottom here, it's just linktr.ee/ MaxMix spices, and that will take you to a link with all of the different social media where you can find Max. And probably if you don't go to linktr.ee, you can probably go to your favorite social media spot and type in MaxMix spices. And I gather that he will probably pop up if he is out there. It sounds like his sister is doing a wonderful job. So this truly is a family business, but Max is the head of the company. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
That is right. It's a family project.
Mm-hmm.
So do you get to boss around your parents and your sister?
Yes, I am.
I love that big smile.
It's so fun. To boss her around.
Yeah.
It boss my dad around. And my sister Maggie, it boss her around.
Yeah.
So is your sister Maggie older or younger than you?
She is older. She's older.
Mm-hmm. She's older. So you get to boss your older sister. That's every young child, young sibling's dream.
And sometimes Maggie will argue about it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, no one really likes to be boss, but we do try to let you set, you know, you like to come up with the meeting agendas.
I do. Yes.
You do like to make sure we cover all the topics.
Yes.
And one of his rules is when we have a family Zoom meeting.
Yes.
Your camera has to be on. So.
Oh, you know, that's a good rule because it's difficult enough when you're meeting virtually. But then if you don't have your camera on, then it just makes it that much more impersonal.
Yeah.
I want to try to share, and I always get this wrong how to do this. I'm going to try to share your website so that I can move around in your website and it'll still show that. So hopefully I will get the right tab pulled up here. So this is your website, and it's just themaxmix.com.
Yes.
Very nice picture of you. There's that beautiful smile that I just saw a couple seconds ago.
Yeah, I shaved in that picture.
You did shave in that picture.
So this was a recent picture then?
Yes.
Well,
okay. You know, I think I actually saw this in a store that I was in recently. So I do feel like I saw, I don't remember what store I was in, but I was like, I think I know this person. So you've got your chicken and fish max mix. So without giving the measurements, what are the spices used for the chicken and fish mix?
Do you want me to help or you want to share a little bit?
Go ahead, do it.
Yeah. So it's, first, I think you can share a little bit about all three.
All three.
There's no sugar.
No sugar.
Right.
No MSG.
No MSG.
Gluten free.
Right.
Oh, perfect. Awesome.
No fillers. So they're all just herbs and spices. And made in a kosher kitchen.
Yes.
So I think overall, that's a great thing that sets your blends apart, because that's how we made them in our kitchen. We didn't have any fillers or anything like that.
Yeah.
But the back to the fish.
Yes.
So
back to it.
You know, really herbally and earthy kind of flavors with thyme, tarragon, oregano, some basil.
Correct.
A little bell pepper to give it a little spark, and some peppercorns with just a little bit of garlic. Max likes garlic.
I do.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a little bit about the chicken and fish.
And then about the steak mix.
You want to talk about the steak? That's your favorite.
My favorite is border, then sweet and smoky.
Yep.
Pepper. Okay.
Paprika. Paprika. So it's smoked paprika that makes the pretty color with some oregano, garlic, cumin.
Cumin.
So, and a little crushed red pepper. So it's not spicy, but it's
a bold flavor without.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bold flavor without adding a bunch of heat.
Heat.
Yeah. So we.
Okay.
What are your favorite things to make with a steak?
I made my world famous dip. It's called fondue dip.
Yep.
Sausage, one tail, cream cheese. Then we add the steak mix in there.
Yeah, so a really fun dip. But then also on...
that's in the website in there. You can watch it and see me in there.
Yes, I think there is a video on the website for that dip.
Okay.
Yeah, for that dip.
But then... use on hamburgers.
Hamburgers. I love making hamburgers. That's my all-time favorites.
Yeah. So in addition to steak, we use it on that. We'll even use it on salmon.
Sometimes.
Ooh. And chili.
And chili.
Yeah. So it's just super versatile, even like for Taco Tuesdays.
I love Taco Tuesday.
Me too.
In the video, Maximix video, we make some shrimp tacos on Tuesday.
We did
it
on Tuesday video.
It's in the website.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So then I
have to.
Yeah, it's about
And then, what's in the pork Maximix?
Oh, so the pork is my favorite.
That's your favorite. Yeah.
So it's
of brown, pink,
yeah,
green, and black.
Peppercorn. So a 3-peppercorn blend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
rosemary.
Then, yeah, and fennel.
And so fennel.
Rosemary and fennel and garlic.
Orange peel.
Yes, and a little the secret spice is
this orange peel.
Makes it.
Makes it.
You know, yeah, really kind of bright and flavorful.
Bright and flavorful.
So besides pork.
Besides pork.
We put on veggies. A lot.
Vegetables.
We made a really fun spaghetti squash recipe with it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Great. And, so what time is dinner? What time should I be over?
7 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah.
7 o'clock.
Usually 7. Yeah. And there's going to be at least one or two dishes with Max Mix every night.
I would hope so. Right. Yeah. That's awesome. So just want to pull back up the website. Let's see. Got to figure out which button. So you've got an upcoming events page, although unfortunately it looks like that all the events are over for this year. Do you often do demos throughout the rest of the year, or are these the only ones?
Yes, we have. Yes.
Right. That page needs updating.
Yes, we do.
Basically, Max, you're doing demos mm-hmm. either every weekend. So
every weekend.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Or Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Sunday or Monday.
Yeah. So usually.
Yeah.
3 or 4 days.
3 or 4 days.
And it's been most recently in all of the Hy-Vee grocery stores where he's in. So he's in.
Yes.
Okay.
One is in U.S.
So all of the KC Metro Hy-Vee stores, and then Jefferson City, Missouri, mm-hmm. Osage Beach,
Missouri,
Coralville, Iowa.
Coralville, Iowa.
Yeah, but then with the holidays coming, right now we're got the calendar almost finalized on all of the holiday events.
Yes.
That are coming up. So
coming
one,
up.
There's going to be a fun holiday extravaganza at one of the Hy-Vees in Liberty.
Yes.
Missouri. So those dates will be coming on soon. We're going to finish finalizing those up all this week.
Yes.
And then
Made in KC
stores. And Made in KC stores.
Yeah, so those are there's 10 Made in KC
stores. 10 Made in KC stores.
In Kansas City.
In Kansas City.
So we'll be there actually this coming Sunday. So it's fun. I think Max really enjoys
mm-hmm.
talking and sharing your story. And what do you really enjoy when people buy? What do you do?
I sign the bottles.
Yeah. So he signs the bottles the day of the event. So it's a signing.
Cool.
Yeah. A signing and a tasting usually. If it's available to taste as well. So.
So is. Okay. Here's an essential gift set. So I see that you can buy all 3 of them. Are people able to buy online, or do they only have the opportunity to purchase in a store?
Yes, we can order it in online.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To all in the stores too.
Right. Yeah. Online.
Perfect. MaxMix.com.
It actually started out just being online. It's exciting that it's growing and evolving to stores.
Yeah.
Yeah, so cool. So I'm going to hop. Oh, cool. Max Mix. We got not shirts. We have trucks. I can't talk. We have hats, trucker hats. I'm looking at the kind of hat and I can't speak what I'm trying to say. We got a sticker. There's a radio station in my local area called 96.7 The Max. So maybe you could work with them and, you know, get some merchandise trading off between the two of you.
Yes, we can do that.
So you did talk about the fact that there are videos, but I wasn't able to quickly find them through the website. So I will just recommend that people go to themaxmix.com and search around. But also, like I said, go to those social media sites and type in The Max Mix, and you will probably come up with him very quickly and all the wonderful mm-hmm. things that he is doing.
Yeah.
Even at the bottom of the website, there are little icons at the very bottom. You can click on each of those icons to get to each platform.
Oh, right. Okay.
So that's the way to navigate there, too.
Yep. I see those now. Thank you. I went back to the site and pulled those back up. But yeah, you're absolutely right. So if people are not in the St. Louis or the Kansas City area, they can find you online and they can purchase these mixes through you online. Are they able to hire you to perform your demos? Like, do you do demos for large events?
Well, Max had a chance. Max does a presentation for large events. Mm-hmm. And he's done demos on live TV.
Live TV.
He was invited to do a cooking demo on Fox in St. Louis. And he's also been invited to do a cooking demo at a junior high PAX class. So in Olathe, Kansas. So he does do those types of presentations and demos. He's also presented just your story and sharing things with like the Rotary and other community organizations. Mm-hmm. He was at Crestone Senior Living Center a couple weeks ago sharing, and the chef had prepared things for them to taste. So, but it's also been exciting. Yeah, if, you know, there's any...
Yeah.
Anyone who has, you know, community groups or organizations just to help bring awareness about all the abilities and, you know, choosing and taking a path to follow your dreams. Max has a great presentation he can share.
Mm-hmm. And they would reach out to you through the website to get that set up?
Yes.
Yep. Through the website, there's a contact us form. So we work on checking that regularly. Max helps as we check that and answer those requests. So, but you also had an opportunity this past summer. He was invited to participate and lead a session on entrepreneurs. So you had the entrepreneur panel that you shared your story on. So that was, but like 4,000 people.
Down syndrome.
Yeah, with U.S.
Down syndrome
Congress. National Family Conference.
Yes.
Wow,
that's great.
What and was then, that like?
How was
That is good, and I speak about my story.
Yes.
I did two panels.
You did two talks, right?
Two talks.
You did a talk to families, and then you did a talk just to young adults who were interested in entrepreneurs, and you participated as one of three panelists. So you and two other young entrepreneurs shared your story about starting a business.
Yes.
And you're going to be sharing your story again at a adult conference, the National Down Syndrome Society conference in California. So
young adults,
right? It's the young adult conference.
Oh, that's cool. Very awesome. That's very exciting. So what do you do with all this money you make from selling all these spices?
With my Max Mix money,
I'll put it back in to buy more spices.
Oh. And do you donate any of it anywhere, or do you have any programs that you're involved in that benefit?
We donate to Ava Bank.
Well, we've had two give back. Let me use another word. Give back promotions. Mm-hmm. One was last year when we first started.
Mm-hmm.
So over the month of November and December.
Yeah.
We donated $2 for every bottle sold, and you presented a check to Inclusion Connections and Possibilities for $4,000.
Yeah.
So that was really, really exciting.
And they love it.
And
they love it.
Because Max did a lot of he participated in mm-hmm. a lot of programs when he was there living in Kansas City.
Yeah.
It was just mm-hmm. kind of a natural to have that be our first give back. And yes. then we have our second one that just wrapped up this summer.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And that was $1 for every bottle sold benefiting Wonderland Camp.
Yes.
So it's
all ages.
Yeah. So it's a camp for differing abilities.
Yes.
Of all ages. There's no age
That's
limit.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. At Lake of the Ozarks.
Yes.
So, and Max loves going.
I love going.
And so it was mm-hmm. Our second give back program.
Yeah.
So
that is so wonderful. What a great thing. And Wonderland Camp, I may have to reach out to them and find out about having them on as guests and learning more about that, because that sounds like yes. an amazing opportunity as well. Yes. And the Ozarks is a beautiful area.
Beautiful area. Yep. Well, and Max is also saying, we'd also love to connect you with Inclusion Connections too, to hear about what they're doing with their business and job training and programming for mm-hmm. young adults who are looking
yeah.
to follow all kinds of paths as they make the transition mm-hmm. to independent living and jobs.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. So speaking of independent living,
yes.
what's next for Max? You're 21 years old.
Yeah.
You've got all of life ahead of you practically.
Yes.
What's next for you?
So for next for me, I want to go to college. I want to live independently. I want to have my own girlfriend. So I'm working on it.
Yep. Have your own place. So
yeah.
lots of next steps.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. So will you continue? You said you wanted to go to college. So will you continue, do you think, at Missouri Baptist University?
Probably finish the college life program
yes.
there. So it's through the Marin Fund.
Yes.
Another just great opportunity to be in a pre-college mm-hmm. program on a campus and be
yes.
part of campus life. So then I think after that, trying to go on a few college visits.
Yes.
To see. Yep. Central Missouri, Springfield has a program. Mm-hmm. So Max has a list. We visited a place in Colorado as well. So when we were out there, mm-hmm. we visited a program. So.
And how do mom and dad feel about him possibly going to college in Colorado?
I think dad is happy for me. He's happy.
Yeah. It'd be great. We happen to have some friends in Colorado, but mm-hmm. that's pretty far.
Yes, it is.
You know?
Yes, far.
Yeah. So maybe stay
close. Maybe stay close in Missouri.
Maybe stay in Missouri.
But maybe.
Yeah.
Or right. Family.
That's not too far either.
But okay, that's easy.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I think we'd be mm-hmm. we would be over the moon excited for you, because we know that's something that you really want to do. So we will
right.
figure out how to support you. And proud. Very proud.
Are you proud of yourself, Max?
I am, of course. I'm proud of myself. And I want to work hard, and I'm proud of my dad, and I'm proud of her.
That's awesome. You should be proud of yourself, and you should be proud of your parents. And I'm glad to hear that yeah. you are, because so many people are not proud of their accomplishments, mm-hmm. and you absolutely should be. You are doing amazing things.
Yeah.
I am excited to, don't tell, but I'm going to buy some of the Max Mix gift sets and give them out at Christmas, but don't tell, okay? Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I, like I said, my family are all a lot of cooks, and they like to cook and use different things. So you did mention that the steak mix you use, and you yeah. mix it in and you make like a dip of some kind, but are your spices more to blend in, or are they more like a rub for the different meats, or is it both?
Both.
It's both. Yeah.
It's
okay.
Both.
It really is both.
Mm-hmm.
You can be as creative as you
creative.
Want. So, you know, very.
It's spicy up.
Yeah. And yeah, it just helps spice things up a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
what
awesome.
Do you like to say?
Shake it for me.
Shake it for me.
I did. I saw it, one of the TikTok videos that you were shaking and then you were shaking. I think it was the steak mix onto something.
Yeah.
That's good. You know, when you do what you love, you never work a day in your life is how the saying goes. So
yes.
And do you anticipate, think you'll make more spice rubs or are you just going to stay with those three for a while?
We stay with all three for now.
Well, yeah. So stay with the three for now.
We stay all three for now.
Kind of have one maybe coming soon.
Coming soon.
Maybe the spicy ranch, right?
Yeah, yes.
Spicy ranch. But then, you know, Max, he wants to work on his merch store.
Yes.
And he wants to have a shirt. So that'll be
and
coming at some point.
They love Max Mix.
Ah.
Max Mix, yes. So, on the shirt, yeah.
No, on this. They love. What Max Mix.
Well, people do love it. I think that's kind of.
They do love it.
It's been.
They like me.
Yeah.
And for people, it's being kind to me.
People have been very kind.
Mm-hmm. That's they awesome. Really,
enjoy hearing your story. And when people taste it in the store, they do love it. And
if they do, if they want my product. I think they will put some spices in their foods in to love it.
Right. I think just encouraging people to have fun cooking and to try new things to keep it a little interesting and spice it up in the kitchen. So
yeah. Love it like Max. There's definite joy in your face when you talk about cooking and your spices. Yes. It's very evident to me that you really do love what you're doing. You love to cook. And I think it's probably an added perk to be able to do it with your family.
Correct. And Max is awesome.
Max is awesome. So that'll be the next thing. Max's awesome sauce.
Yeah.
That could be it. You never know. I think that's going to be on the agenda for the next meeting.
There you go. There you go. That sounds like a great, great concept to me. So I'll just get some, credit. You can just put at the bottom of the label, credit to Shelly Kino.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm always glad to help. I'm always glad to spice life up, and it's so much more interesting that way. And so Max and Pam, I just want to give you opportunity here. We're about to wrap up. I want to make sure that if there's anything that you want to say to the audience, if you have encouraging words or just anything that you thought, I want to talk about this on this episode, I want to give you that chance now.
I'm gonna say Faye, in the files, you love my company of Max Mix, Go Away Spice Wins. We record Follow Your Dreams, scan for QR code.
Yeah, Follow Your Dreams. I think that's great. I think Max has taught us a lot, and we are trying to help Max continue to follow his dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Ask a lot of questions.
Be brave.
And be brave. And keep looking.
Yes. It keeps your head up.
Right. That's a great one.
That is all fantastic advice. I thank you so much for that advice. And I thank you both for joining me today on Hashtag No Limits. It's been a joy. And I always love it when I can laugh in a session of Hashtag No Limits. And so I appreciate the laughter. And as I mentioned before, Max, you truly do just light up when we talk about the food, the spices, mm-hmm. and what you do, you get more excited even than you did at the beginning when I said that you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan. So yes, I think you love spices more than the Chiefs.
Yep. Yeah, thanks.
That's good. Again, thank you both so much for joining me. And for everyone that's watching, thank you for watching. This is a pre-recorded session, so just let us know where you were watching from. Everybody's watching in the replay this time, so give me a hashtag replay in the comments and where you're watching from. If you have any questions or comments specifically for Max or Pam, please be sure to put those in the comments as well, and I will make sure that they get those and that they can answer those back to you. As Pam mentioned before, they do have that contact us section on their website. That's how I found them. They actually look at that. They actually do get back to you. So if you are interested in learning more or potentially having Max and Pam come to your organization and do a presentation for you, definitely reach out to them. Excuse me, through that contact us section of the website. And again, it's themaxmix.com. I was thinking the word spice was in there for a second and I had forgotten it. So themaxmix.com, the contact us section, reach out to them, go buy the spices. If you're not in the Kansas City or St. Louis area, buy it online. They're obviously good. I mean, because Max says so. So they must be good because we're all going to listen and believe Max, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.
Hey, parents and teachers, are you tired of IEP meetings that feel like a battle? Let's put an end to the tension and create a collaborative, calm, and respectful environment together. Shelly Kino, your go-to IEP consultant, can transform your meetings into positive and productive experiences. With Shelly Kino, your child is her top priority, your voice is heard, and you become confident. Shelly Kino is making the world better for all, one IEP at a time. Visit www.shellykino.com for more information and set up your free 20-minute consultation today. That's shellykino.com, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y-K-E-N-O-W.